Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terror Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
He adds blessings to your life. More blessings into your life. Whenever we come to the presence of God, the Lord adds something to our life. And this morning, God is going to add something to your life. Are you here? One day I traveled somewhere, you know, to a far country. And then as I was ministering, when I finished, a young man came to me and he says that he needs my anointing. He needs my anointing. So I should lay hands on him for him to receive my anointing. Then I looked at him. I said, do you know the number of years that I acquired this anointing? And you just some few minutes, you are bringing your head to receive all the anointing that is upon my life. And I told the young man, it doesn't happen that way. When I lay my hands on you, you will receive little of my anointing. You will receive little of my anointing. Another time when you come and I lay hands on you, you will receive another little drops of water makes a mighty ocean. You are receiving the anointing this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Ah. Amen. So when we come to church, God adds something to our life. That is why you don't have to, you see, be like a doomsday Christian. A doomsday Christian. We see you today. Charlie, it will take forever. Then is there, then he appear again. Who knows what I'm talking about? You see, when it happened like that, you are delaying your own blessings. Yes, you are delaying your own blessings. Because, you see, God is a systematic God. It's a systematic God. So, whenever we come to his presence, he reveals something to us. He exposes something to us. So you don't have to break. It's like you going to school. I don't know. I feel like talking about school or something. Amen. Because I don't know, maybe the Spirit of God is indicating that maybe somebody doesn't like school or something. If you don't like school today, by the close of this service, you will begin to love school. I say you will begin to like school. Receive anointing to go to school in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. I said I'm teaching. Amen. Are you with me? So when you go to school and you are at the verge of finishing your syllable or whatever, then you decide that, Charlie, I am going to enjoy myself. I'm going to enjoy myself in Satomi. Hello? So, you say you are going for 3 months. for holidays. What it means is that you defer the course. You defer. What it means is that when you come, you have to reschedule. I mean, to go and write that particular exams before they will pass you. But as for your colleagues, as for your peers, they will graduate, and be doing whatever. But you have to come and write the exams. What you didn't write, you have to write it before they will pass you, before they will graduate you. Are you here? The Lord have sent me to tell somebody here, you have a lot of receipts. I said, you have a lot of receipts. In the house of God, you have a lot of receipts. Then to the person next to you, I don't know whether the way you are quiet is prophet talking about you or something. I don't know. I'm beginning to suspect that maybe you feel like the prophet is talking about you. Tell the person that, look, begin to look straight. Other than that, everybody will be suspecting you. Amen. So this morning, God is going to add to your life. He's going to add knowledge to your life. He's going to add anointing to your life. Oh yes. There is my anointing there. It will take 10 to 15 years for it to come up upon you. Oh yes. It took 40 years for Moses to be highly anointed. Don't be deceived that one laying on of hands will just bring anointing to you. You receive little. Oh yes, little. So the more you are receiving, the more you are sitting under the prophets, under the apostle, under your pastor, the more you sit under him and listen to him, then there's a reformation taking place. Then there is a transformation taking place. Then there is a restoration taking place. God wants to bless somebody. God wants to show himself strong on somebody's life. But he wants the person to be consistent in him. Oh yes. Young people, don't be like that uncle. Yes. That comes to church, I mean, twice in a year. And you this year, you have attended church just twice. I don't know whether you are going to add one to it to beat your uncle, or you are just going to be there. Am I speaking to somebody here? But I feel like this morning God is going to add to your life. Are you ready to receive from the Lord? This morning, I am continuing the subject matter, fight a good fight of faith. Fight a good fight of faith. I have been telling you that the Christian journey is a fight. As a matter of fact, life itself is a fight. When you refuse to fight, you cannot achieve much. when you refuse to fight a good fight of faith, you cannot do much in this world. Oh, yes. And I believe that the Lord wants me to teach you how to fight. That is why for a couple of weeks now, I've been talking about a good fight of faith. A lot of Christians don't know how to fight. When you don't fight, the devil will fight you. So you have to decide that I am going to fight. Who is ready to fight? Oh, yes. It's very important to fight. Anything that you want to become, you have to fight to become. I'm going to make a choice. Then I'll pass away. Open so yes, Sikeni. As I saw, Kumpan, obey Sikeni. Oh, yes. Amen. Open so, oh, yeah, or software, Okukudam. Castle Okukudam. Castle Okentinka. Is it Ansana obey a sa or software? You have to fight to become the kind of pastor, the kind of prophet, the kind of apostle that you want to become. Amen? But the thing is that there's a good fight and there's a bad fight. There's a good fight and there's a bad fight. What are some of the bad fights? Hello? Yes. One of the bad fights is going to church to go and cane the devil. Going to cane the devil. So like, you come in today like this. Then you bring a cane. Neem tree, neem, how they call it? Neem stick or neem cane. Neem, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Then you bring a cane to that house. So, like, as I'm preaching like this, then as I stand to your feet, today the devil is in trouble. Begin to lash the devil. Pshaw. The devil will be laughing at you. He said, no, this guy is not serious. Hello? Or shooting the devil. Onya and then you bunny too. Me patcho waha. And then baby piara omushebia. Who do not already? You have a bomb too. Bonitua. Bobiam. Bobiam. Hey! Yeah? And it's not. Oh, yes, I'm Ralana. Who was I in it? It's an old man or say, hey. Oh, the tuberculosis. What I say, oh, the tuberculosis. It's like, me we say we need sad yet. Me who bought me too. Hey, these are bad fights. That is why a lot of Christians are not making progress in their Christian journey. Oh yes, they are not making progress. Because they are fighting in the flesh. They are fighting a carnal fight. Oh, yes. Yeah. Are you here? We are fighting the devil. We are stepping on the devil. Metia bunsam so, metia bunsam so. Mary makosoro. Metia bunsam so, metia bunsam so. Mary makosoro, osoro, osoro, metia bunsam so. Oh, you are dende, oh, you are dende. Mary makosoro, osoro, osoro, metia bunsam so. You are joking. You are a comedian. On the battlefield, you are a comedian on the battlefield. You are going to attack this experience, devil. And this is what you are doing. You are stepping on the devil. You are stepping on the devil. Look, the devil is not afraid of your comedy. Skills. For our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God, pulling down strongholds. Oh yes. What are some of the good weapons? The blood of Jesus, the word of God, the word of God, the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 11, 12, verse 11, it says, "For we overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony." What overcomes the devil is the blood of Jesus. Nowadays, like Christians don't use the blood of Jesus. Me fa kakedro, efa moko, me disano, si. Ochia obonsam, wanyam kakedro. And odi meko shrawa afang ano odi hintian so akang o sa obonsam. Look, the devil is not afraid of ginger, is not afraid of pepe, is not afraid of hintian. Are you here? What the devil is afraid of is the blood of Jesus. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. When I see the blood, he didn't say that when I see ginger. He didn't say that when I see pepper. But when I see the blood on your doorpost, I will pass over you. That will not come closer to you. It will pass over. The blood of Jesus is a great weapon. It's a great weapon. Oh yes. The word of God is a great weapon. The name of Jesus is a great weapon. At the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. Those in heaven, those on earth, those under the earth, it's every knee shall bow. That is the name that carries power. Receive power through his name in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, I'm teaching you how to fight. Amen. And I told you how the kind of weapons that you can also use to fight. Fighting through prayer. A Christian who doesn't pray, tell Oye Mobo. Oh yes. A Christian, you have eaten and eaten and eaten. Yes. Yes. And everywhere you go, they know that you have eaten. Because there are food in your teeth, you know, hiding somewhere. Yes. And sometimes when you go there, then you are removing. You have eaten. 6:30. You have finished eating. You have finished eating. In the morning. Midnight too. That you have to be sleeping. Or praying. Praying. That is the time he's eating. Banku and Okrosti. Why wouldn't you be having that horrible dreams? That you dreamt and then you were in the forest. And in the forest you started flying. And a beast was chasing you. Why wouldn't you appear in the forest? If you have eaten that heavy banku midnight, why would you two be having those kind of dreams? Hello? And I saw my grandmother. And then he says, I should come. And he was taking me to a graveside. And then when she laid down, she said, I should come. And then I just got up. Thank God you got up. They would have put you in the grave, then you will know something. A Christian must pray always. Always. Beautiful ladies, pray always. Nice man with six packs. Pray every day. Pray every day. If you don't pray, you can't do much. You cannot do much. It is time for you to pray. Don't be deceived by some people telling you that, they don't pray like we pray, but they are doing well. It's not true. They have things that they pray to. They pray every day. They have things they pray to. They are just depriving you from praying. They are discouraging you so that you will not pray. Because they know that when you pray, you will become powerful, you will become strong, and you will excel. You will excel. You will receive ideas. You will receive rhema. You will receive wisdom to be able to do exploits. But so they say you shouldn't pray. Because those people, they don't pray, but they are doing marvelous well. I am here as your shepherd. And I'm telling you, it's not true. It's not true. They pray to something. They pray to something. They pray to the moon. They pray to the sea. They pray to a tree. They pray to the moon. They pray to something. Be there. Be there. And say you will not pray. You cannot do much. The church must rise up and begin to pray. The time has, an hour has come for the church to pray. For the Bible says we should pray without ceasing. We should pray always. I am here to announce to somebody, it is time to pray. It's the time to pray. It is time to pray. It is time to pray. Shake yourself from any apathy. Shake yourself from any laziness. And begin to pray. And begin to pray. And begin to pray. God wants to do something in your life. But he says, as you come and tell you, you are sleeping too much. He says, as you come and tell you, you have folded your hands too much. The Bible says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding on of hands, so shall your poverty come. Poverty is knocking at your door. He wants to come to you. He wants to befriend you. It is time for you to tell poverty, leave me alone. Shakatum bahantaya. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I disarm you in the name of Jesus. Am I speaking to somebody here? Say, I free myself. Shout it, yes! Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The psalmist said, prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Oh yes. Prayer is a weapon. Oh yes. It's a weapon. Okay? The last time when I checked the Bible, what's awful? It says, is anyone in trouble? Is anyone afflicted? James chapter 5, verse 13. Is anyone among you afflicted? Afflicted. Let him call. Let him pray. Let him pray. Is any Mary? Let him sing psalms. Let him sing praises. You see, he has given us the prescription. He has given us the solution. Is any one of you in trouble? Is there any one of you afflicted? He said, let the person pray. He's giving you a weapon that can defeat that situation. And that weapon is prayer. It's prayer. Read, go to verse 14. I'm showing you something. I don't know. I'll be closing very soon. Hello? Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Did you see that? It said, let him call for the pastors. It said, if somebody is sick, it's showing you how you can defeat your problem. How you can defeat your sickness. Can I tell you something? There are some members, when they are sick, they will not call for the pastor. Then, when they get healed, then they will be accusing the church, the pastor, that when I was sick, the church didn't come to visit me. How would the pastor know that you are not well? Please, if you don't tell us, don't accuse us of it. The Bible says, call for the elders. It says, when you are sick, call for the elders. There are so many ways that we can pray for the person. We can pray on the phone. There's no distance in the spirit. We can also go there physical to pray for the person. We can also be in our room and pray for you. Is there anyone sick? Let him call for the elders. And the elders will come over, anointing him with oil. With oil. Are you here? Oh, yeah, the one country will be now. Would you be a kiss? Catch any panel and say, please, you have no kiss. You have no kiss. Hello? Catch any panel and say, you have no kiss. That men na also for Pelina crown or no Nankas and Casamba. Me from no also for Pelina Casamba. Me patro, not Omo, Omoya, Sabio, Omoya, Cotre, Alasa, Omoya, Mrs. Sabio, Omoya, Day, and Cotre. Now, where on your sofa? Where on your sofa? Am I speaking? Look. When you are sick and I send somebody to come to you, to come and pray for you, know that I've already prayed for you. But that person is there to complete that which has already taken place in the realm of the spirit. Amen. The truth is that I can't visit everybody. I wish I can visit everybody. That is why I meet my pastors every week and then telling them to visit the members on my behalf. Yes, go and visit them. So when a member comes to visit, a pastor comes to visit you, or an helper comes to visit you, it's like I've visited you. It's like I've visited you. Don't say that he himself didn't come. It's like you want to kill me. Yes. It's like you want to kill me. But yesterday, I woke up very early in the morning. And I started working. I slept around 5. This morning, I slept around 5. From morning, I slept around 5. After all the things that I'm doing, ministerial, it's not like I'm doing my personal business somewhere. It's ministerial. Amen. I came to teach at the Bible school here. Oh, yes. And when I finish, we have to pray our 7 hours prayer. Hey! Some of my people were struggling. But this man didn't come. Because the last time, not say I won't say it, but I will say it. The way he was struggling, Charlie, he would doze like this. Then I said, yes, it is not by might, it is not by power. Them to pray long. Yes, 7 hours. staying in the presence of God. Yeah. So when I didn't see him around, I said, the guy has swerved me. Amen. But I'm here. Stronger than most of you. Pray that the Spirit of God moves me so that today I will lay hands on you. Because I feel very anointed. I said, I feel very anointed. So pray that I move by the Spirit so that I can lay hands on you. Receive answers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Prayer is not easy. It's not easy. That's why the devil doesn't want you to pray. And those people, they don't want you to pray. An awkward man is advising you that don't pray. And then you too, stupidly, you said you won't pray. Hey! One time, I was around a certain area. We were in our house. And I love to pray. Apparently, my next door neighbor was an occult. As a matter of fact, he was a babalawo, a fetish priest, Juma, was next to me. But you will least expect that this person is a babalawo, because he's living in a story body. Very nice story body. And we will be in our house, in our room, then we'll be praying. We don't shout. We don't scream. One time, the man came and knocked at my gates. He said, "You have been disturbing me." And I said, what about? Because me, I don't know, I have a very quiet nature around me. Yes. When I'm in the area, you will never even hear of me. In, out. In, out. In, out. My neighbors, they don't even know. They feel like I'm a ninja or something. It's like, they don't even know where I go out and then when I come in. It's like we no communication. You see, all going to gossip about somebody, going to know somebody. No. I don't have that time. I don't have that time. Are you with me? So this man, he says, "I'm disturbing you." He says, "You have been disturbing me with your prayers. You are disturbing me with your prayers." He said, "I'm telling you, I have been disturbing with your prayers." So when I came, I said, "Actually, we should. I don't know. Maybe we are screaming or something." So we decided not to scream or shout or this. It's like we're praying undertone. Then another time, he met me. I was going. And I said, and then he said to me, "You see, the other time I came there to tell you that you are disturbing me. And you seem not to bother. And you are still praying and, disturbing me." Then I got the message. And I said to myself, "I will relocate this man. Because the prayers are working. The prayers are working." Then I intensified the prayer. By the time I say Jack, the man relocated to Adenta. I was looking for him. And I said, where is that? He said, no, he has relocated. He says, you are disturbing him. Yes. But those people will come and tell you that don't pray. You are wasting your time as a Christian praying. Be there. Hello? A student. Instead of you to be learning, you are there doing shakalaba ya ba 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 ba. Shikelebolebelebelebelebe. Praying. Be there. It is not by might. I say it is not by might. When I met Pastor Ian, you know, he was in school. Going to school. GIG. Hello? And he was very punctual in church. Very punctual. Then eventually completed. It's a first class student sitting down there. Who told you that when you pray, the Lord will come and remove this thing from your head? First class student sitting down there. This lady, when she was going to school, doing her first degree, she's always in church here. She's always in church. Cleaning my office, cleaning the, prophet lunch, assisting us, passing information to the pastors, the helpers, whoever that she needs to pass the information to. And she was in school. It was very intense. But she passed. Hello? A first class student. Hello? You are thinking, you see, it's deception. Thinking that when you study, when you pray, you see, the Lord will come and remove whatever that you have learned from your head. The Holy Spirit rather will lead you. Yes, stand to your feet. Let them look at you. Stand, yes. Look at Jason. I told him that, Jason, I know by the Spirit that the Lord wants you to become an engineer. And he said, hey. Engineer, pa. Me mass science. I'm not good at it. So I want to look for some cheap discipline and do and blow. There are some of you here. You are doing home economics. You know that that's not a subject that you have to be doing. But you are looking for a cheap course. Let me go ahead. So Jason says he can't do it. And I say, you can do it. The Holy Spirit will help you. Because that is the will of God for your life. He accepted it wholeheartedly. And I pray for him. When he started, it wasn't easy. Was it easy?
No.
you seen? No. But today, Jason is able to solve mathematics and science and consistently his grace is amazing. But earlier on, hey, you see, the mother who called me, what is it? Hey, you have to talk to him. Oh. The school fees, it's not the same for him to be providing me this. What is this? And I said, look, cool down. I said, cool down. God is working. But today, for many times now, she doesn't call me. To complain. But she will tell me that God is working. Yeah. But they are coming from Duenya. To come to church here. Every week. Yeah. To come and listen to the word of God. Come and pray. Oh, yes. Are you happy about what the subject you are?
Yes, I'm happy.
Are you clapping for Jesus? Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. That is why the mother would drive him to East Lagos and go and drop him to go and study. Because if your son is not doing well, who could see the Quran? You see, who knows what I'm talking about? You see, when you are going to drop him, Charlie, he's paining you. Now, who did you cry? Then the home. Yeah. But the mother, a woman, yes, would drive from Duenya to East Legon and go and drop him. Go and pick him. Drive him. Pick him. Oh, yes. Are you here? Don't be deceived. Prayer is key. I also spoke about perseverance. I spoke about wisdom. I spoke about faith. Today I'm adding one to it, and I'm trusting that I will just preach about 15 to 20 minutes on this. I'm teaching you how you can fight a good fight of faith. The faith point: fight with hard work. Fight with what? Hard work. Upon some shrew. Yet it will ding. Amen. Christopher be brave and pay it to my ding. Or baby pia on a silver platter. Oh, yes. Or person on the honor a sukunano. So. Hello. Eh? Te se brother Marco. When I tell brother Marco did that. Wonderful. Kwe, ye cut to me. Ye cut to me. A di nyami enko for eye juma. Eh, odi brother Marco eye juma pa. Onuna obi o etwa etwa. Eh? E won so. Eh? Na na. No, no, my son, yes, I say, hey, a friend that called, and I'm sorry. But they're trying to come, bro, fuck, yakasi. Ah, to me, be a name. Bro, fuck, yakasi, and I would ya walk. Or so for what, bro, fuck, yakasi, to me, be a name. No power. You know? Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I just finished my second degree from Oxford. Hey! What the trouble? What is that? And look like AA ministry, no? Evangelist Amako. Wow. You can't akukudua yedi Kenya miyasama. Papa no wubipa. That other time, not evangelist Lawrence Tete was testifying that it was Amwako that got him born again. Yes. Amwako was his father, it's like his mentor. Dr. Lawrence Tete wakusku akesia kesie. But ne papa wankusku. Ketri. Onya, Jesus dio, Jesus pa, when Jinendia, where Jinidi, about time, pumping, when me Jesus, Jinidi, eh, ubo na asemni renibel akulum, na omu dohu omu eh my Christo. Tiana would defend a farm. Nippon of a foul, the fa. On found fa. And ya crock crown in it, eh? Ya crock crown amount for ya two fridge amount for Umunia. Hello? Yes. They say ya two fridge in ya. Ya two fridge in ya. That's all. Nippon here to ba. Nippon here to ba. Obeba, sorry. Oh, ma. Look, and ya no money, papa, sorry. Men are catch on. Yeah, Femudi. Oh, who sent it ya or the bass or what? Or back or trans on any boy, bet. Sakatanda Labada. The American is a fair. Saube summing a mere. Tene wune sum nyame. Yes. Tene wune sum nyame. Enye se wo sum nyame e jina bibi sunti. Se wa anye se ya mamia. Osofo wa anye se ya mamia. Me ma sorry. Ode tena ho. Eno wo bro fo no kan no. You be there. But sorry because me do nyam kupon. Me do nyam kupon. Me ba me papa fi. And yes, be beer or be ya maminti. But me ba nyan kupon fi. And to da emu ya deno, obe ba, sorry. Da emu nyan deno, sono, obe ba, sorry. Yes. Da won se da nfu eno, obe ba, sorry. Da won wo fu won, sono. Oh, Baba, sorry. Oh, yes. Am I speaking to somebody here? Yeah. Am I helping somebody here? Fight the devil with hard work. Christopher be pray a kotro as omuma. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. Makabrandaya. For God is not an unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. For God is not an unjust God to forget your work and labor of love. You see, to labor is another level of work. To labor, it is a case of being a laborer. Let us say, to my din and casana and oye. Australia, or missy. Concrete, missy no fabra and I'm a fantalo. Hello? But a jumana a yet dino. Yensia, ne conchia. And to no new do baby, ne conchia. I lock it. And to me, it's an offer the person or tell anybody, Lydia. Because why ye do my thing? Am I speaking to somebody here? Yes. And do baby, grandma, this is an idea. I lock it. Yes. And to me, ye do my baby. But say, obey the DD. Now, Ninsabeko, I know there. As I saw to me, yet it's my thing. And yes, I'm a bomb pile. But for it to my thing, so I can. Amen. One time, Jesus said to Peter, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. He said, God wants to build his church on a hard rock, on a hard leader, a leader that works very hard, a member that works very hard. It says, I will build my church on you. Listen, choristers, for your song to be very impactful, you have to work harder. You have to work very hard. You have to train your voice. When you are singing, we are not hearing anything. I hear you, God. Wow, when Katia, in Katia, any joke. Top one, I'll say, my man, catch any baby. What now? We also beton you, eh? Who don't show what traffic man was in my media block in the woman who block a man that I won't turn you, man. Hard work. So even to sing is hard work. It's hard work. You can't eat fufu and things and come and be standing here. Yes. If I was eating fufu and listen, can I be blessing you like this? Yes. 1 hour preaching, I had to pray for 7 hours. Come and stand here and be preaching. now with you. What da? What call boyfriend fee? Who free wanna? Who's the son of Atariana? Eda. Who buy? Who bet to me? Hello? We start singing, you know, then people are leaving the church. Am I speaking to somebody here? What I'm trying to let you know that, Charlie, even singing is hard work. Preaching is hard work. Yes. Sometimes when I'm driving to come here and preach, when you call me, I will not pick. I'm arranging the message in my head. So I don't want to talk plenty. Other than that, by the time I get here, what we have discussed will be the topic for the day. I want what I have studied, what the Lord has communicated to me, to be the topic for the day. Oh yes. Am I speaking to somebody here? Hard work. I'm telling you, hard work. A student who wants to do well, you have to work very hard. Very hard. Don't let your parents force you to study. No. No. It should be a habit. It should be a habit. That is why they are paying the school fees. They say you shouldn't worry. We will pay the school fees. All we want you to do is to study and produce good results. That one too you can do. Then you start paying the bills. You start paying the bills. Are you here? That is why when you are young, we tell you that don't bother yourself with relationships. Because relationship is another hell. Who knows what I'm talking about? It's a whole trouble. So when you enter, the next moment they are breaking your heart. The next moment they are twisting your heart. Hello? The next moment they say, don't call me. Don't call me. When you are stubborn to call, then they block you. The blocking alone makes your heart to ache. Oh! Tell to a young person sitting by you that, did you hear what the prophet is saying? Tell the person that this is not the time. This is not the time. Yeah. Most young people are failing in their exams because of premature relationships. Mr. Nipa now told me, but who will be an hour? They will show me to say who will be. Because a free miracle. Me chum. Amen? Hello? Even the matured ones are not seeing top. I said they are not seeing top. And you that is in. You are amateur. Are you here? Look, hard work pays. Yes. Look at Jesus. He worked very hard to become what he became. He worked very hard. Paul worked very hard. it that Christians want to relax for things to work? No, no. This church, if we are relaxing, we will not be here. I'm telling you, we will not be here. Like this church would have finished. Because there are invisible forces that are fighting against this church every day. So we are also fighting. We are also fighting. We are fighting by working very hard. We are working very hard. Yeah, sometimes I even pity my pastors. I say, fast. Yes. Yesterday we held a crusade. Yes. Mini crusade in whom? We call it, soul winning feast crusade. And my helpers, yes, were on the field and they were working, preaching, spending their own money. I said, show God that you love him by using your own money to prepare sumptuous meal and invite people to come and eat. Invite your friends to come and eat. Show them some love and preach the gospel also to them. Amen. Yeah. To make new friends. Far down from. Amen. Yeah. Ah, we're down for the one inviting someone called club. Eh? What's the moon running? Amen. You have to be able to work very hard. Work very hard. Amen. This lady, the early stages, he was in the church. And he has been here. We are working. He said, you forever and ever. If you go to any church, we'll go and pull you and bring you here. Yes. Yeah. Is it not exciting? We are working to keep her. Working to keep her. Recently I called her. I said, look, you are a special person to me. I want to be seeing you every Sunday. And ever since I spoke to her, I've been seeing her every Sunday. We are fighting to keep her. Oh, yes. Yeah. Are you here? Praise God. This lady lives somewhere, at the top there. Aplaku. You see, her place, you see, is hilly. So when you are going, you pass a lot of lungus. But I want to keep her because she has a very good spirit and a mother. So I have to drive in the night to that place so that you know that the pastor himself has come to you. Hello? Is it a blessing? Oh, yes. Because I want to keep her. Is it good to fight and work very hard? When I even got there, she was sleeping. Around 10 something. Yes. She was sleeping. I went with the mother. I said, let's go. I'm going to visit her. And she was very happy that I came. Yes. Are you here? And say, you have to work very hard. Work very hard. Carlo? Sorry, drown us. Carlo? That's a Carlo. Me call Carlo Fee. Eh? I went to Carlo's house. Caro's house, when you are the type of person that you have a car and you say you don't want your car to spoil, you see, you will never visit Caro. But I went there. I went to Caro's house. Amen. You see, I am showing you, I mean, two dimensions of things here. It's not about because this person can give me something. Stand to your feet, you, yeah. And money. You see, it's not like these people can give me something. That's why I go to visit them. I go with the motive that I want to keep them. I'm fighting hard to keep them. Likewise, Carlo. You see, this person, he lives in Aliu Mama's street. It's a third road. A very nice place. But Carlo's place. Hey! Carlo's place. You need a lot of effort to get to Carlo's place. But you know, I also want to keep Carlo. Because you see, when I see Carlo, it brings me great joy. Because when they are singing praises, if nobody will dance, Carlo will come. Carlo will come. Carlo will come. And come and dance. Are you here? Is it when you have somebody like this in your church? It brings excitement. It brings excitement. But you have to work very hard to be able to keep them. Is it a blessing? Come on, clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Look, here, we work very hard. Because we want to defeat the devil. Hard work is a weapon. Yeah, this woman here. What's the name? Auntie Maggie. Becky, yes, Becky. Auntie Becky. You see, when I'm preaching, I focus on everybody. No, that we not special people be. Every soul is a soul. And they are precious in the sight of God. Every soul is a soul. You see, Auntie Becky here, I was preaching one day and I prayed for her. I said, receive favor. Receive help. Help is coming to you. Last week, because anytime when we close, when I'm passing this way, I'll stop and greet her. It's work. I say it's work. Even if you don't want to laugh or smile, you have to smile. So I will look at her. How are you, Bibi Aboko? And I say, if you're Bibi Abeyeye, what? Last week, she came up. He says, I didn't come to ask you for anything. I came to share a testimony with you. And what was the testimony? Look, I am telling you that this church is not only rich people that give testimony. And she said, when you prayed for me, I've been believing God. Help, and somebody came and said to me, one of your children, I'm going to take care of her from primary to JHS to secondary school to university. And listen, and the person added, your other children, I want to see the seriousness of this one. them, I can absorb them too and take care of them. Oh, is that all? Is that all you can? This is a testimony. This is a testimony. Amen. Look, because I didn't mention any figure, money, so you are not appreciating it. When somebody is on scholarship from primary school, international school, from primary, and he says he's going to, be on scholarship to university level. Calculate it and see. Calculate it. Your child is in just, he has just done 1.5 years. You are suffocating. But this one, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. So I want a member like this to be in my church. And for her to be in your church, you have to work very hard. Thank you. Yeah. Are you clapping for Jesus? Yeah. Yeah. We go there to fetch them. We go there to fetch them. We know that one day, they themselves will be coming. One day, they themselves will be coming. But we work very hard to fetch them. He was in the prayer service. He was in the 7 hours prayer time. When we finish, he has to go there and fetch them to church. It's hard work. Hard work. And today, I'm excited that there is an attempt to sing. To sing. Because he comes to church very quiet. You can't even tell that he can do something. But today, he sang. He sang. Is it a blessing? Are you clapping your hands for Jesus? Defeat the devil with hard work. Defeat the devil with hard work. Work very hard. Don't be an armchair pastor. You have a big chair in your office. And you are always sitting down. Chopping poles. Your church is about finishing. Your church is about finishing. Oh yes. When my church members are sick and it's very serious, when I'm available, I send them to the hospital. Yes. Because they can't drive. Yes. I drive them. Now, are you here? Is my son here? Where's Raymond? Yeah. Raymond. Raymond, I've taken, Raymond is my son. Why? Is it paining you or something? It's like when I say Raymond is my son, it's like he's paining you. Are you here? So when he was sick, I took him to the hospital. Yeah, he couldn't drive. Yes. Why am I doing that? I want to keep Raymond. I want to keep Raymond. Amen. So, like Raymond can, Raymond can say that I am going to join another church whilst in Ghana. I will go with my pastors to that church. And will tell you that, Kale, you have stolen our member. You have stolen our member. We are coming for him. Oh, yes. And he's here, Kra. Are you clapping for Raymond? I want to show you that that hard work pays. Some people will be in your church when you work very hard. Yes. Why are you here? Why do you come all the way from Dodoa, Dowena, to come to this church? Eh? Why? Why? Are you here? Yeah. See, if you don't work very hard, you can't keep people like this. Yes. You can't keep. Because don't forget that, like, he was attending a very nice, polished church. Polish. Air condition, yes. Because she liked air condition power. Hello? Am I preaching? Hello? She liked air condition. So she was in an air condition church. Air condition church. All his two churches that he has attended, from the day that he was giving birth to two churches, they are all air condition churches except this one. Fooling and, but you know. Decided to be here. And she's able to count the things that this church has done. That the air conditioning church couldn't do. It takes hard work. Hard work. Yeah. This woman, my sister here. This is my sister. She has been to this church before. When she came, we didn't pay attention to her. So she left. So another time we were doing evangelism, and then Pastor Steve went there to just transfer him from Asimfosu, that he should come here. And then when he came, he went to evangelism and spoke to this woman. And then this boy said, oh, which church? He said, Cross Haven Ministries. Yes, Sampa. And he said, I'm sorry. Not me, but he said, I'm a jai. Because when I came, nobody paid attention to me. When I wasn't coming to, nobody looked for me. Okay, me pay me baby at Tramati. Me bomb in Paris Wolfi. Me mabi. Then Pastor Steve came to tell me. Then I said, me say, Pastor Steve. But I love when we spoke at the office. Enemy who cries out or say the man or your soul. And don't mamma. Oh. Ah. Us. Mama. Ah. Oh. Atuba. Ma. Osofo. Odifuangas. That's the daughter. Ma. Tell her. have come upon. Yes. You see, mommy, that's it. You see, just swallowing my pride and saying sorry to the woman. Today I have her, the mother, and her daughter. Her daughter. Hello? Is it not beautiful? If you have this beautiful lady as your church member, is it not nice? Wow. God bless you. God bless you. That means Shram Opa. And you'll be Mpacho to Numan.
Hallelujah. Oh, ha come for radicacy, what? Me mami we refi onyamia oyimi firimi hawimo emahu we refi onyamia oyiwo firiwa manimo heaven, the echo.
Wow. Ah, Antono, and your tono, I'm saying, Odifria, Odifria, and your tono, Odifria. You know, her daughter sings. Antono, I find a memorable connection, Odifria. Is it not so exciting? He said, I am telling you that hard work defeats the devil. Hard work. Yes. Amen. I can go on and on and on. I'll be there and I'll call Cornell. I said, Cornell, it's been a long time. Appear. Then Cornell will appear. Because I don't want to lose Cornell. I want Cornell in my church. Because I love when he sings. Everything you put your hands and hope in door.
Yourself could be a boss. Amen.
Charlie. You hear the voice. But you see, it will take hard work. It will take hard work. You see, it will not take anything from you as a senior pastor to call your members. Oh no, it will not take anything from you. Yeah. Tale, I love you, Keke. Eh? I love you, Keke. Are you clapping for Jesus? I say, I'm showing you hard work. Overcoming the devil by hard work. By hard work. What do you want to become? Work very hard. Work very hard. Work very hard. Hard work doesn't kill. Enku. Amen? Yes. Hard work, it doesn't. Enku. Amen. So we are driver. She come. Amen. In baby, me the come, Obi. Me the me come, man. On China, on us, we nyasi kaka krana on fanye. Charlie, on nyasi kana,
No, I call for girls. University for girls, anybody. No, I'm going to share hotel. On in Navajo. No, mu diagro. Eh, me di me come out. Say, Uso, tell it all bread. No, Ojin and you. And I'm a warning about it. They say, Nancy, I'm sure sister, you're not signing because only my case. And I'm a friend, so I say, only in Casa. Only in Casa. Only in Casa, I cry, I feel crying. Oh, you're not kissing. And I'm a chick, kind of friend. It be seen that when you're a card. Obey ye, Juma Ding. No, why ye? Or Bassin and Opus Ogre. Hello? Bisa Samson. Clap for Jesus.
God bless you for your time.